Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with generations of positive people, featuring Real World R.
That's me.
Real World Laura.
And that's me.
Millennial Chris. Oh, that's me. And Not So Silent Bob.
Yep, that's me.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about how did you meet your best friend and what makes best friends best friends?
I love this question. This is a fun one. And I never follow the rules of the question, so just so you know that. But I do want to introduce our guest Xer. It's a guest Xer,
guest
right?
Yeah.
Guest Xer. So Laura Gibbons is here. We're excited to have her. She is a colleague of both Bob and I from our years in international programs here at Michigan Tech. So we love her, we adore her, and we wanted to have her on this season. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
And she's talkative and fun.
Oh, okay. Yes. And somebody else is talkative and fun, too.
I wonder who that is.
No, all right. Okay, so I'll open up with this one. How did you meet your best friend and what makes best friends best friends? So I have two best friends. One is a friend. Her name is Marilyn. We've been friends since we were 5 years old. And so we grew up together and we went to middle school together. And then we kind of split in high school. And then that's when I met my second best friend, who was Janice, and we've been best friends since high school, since first year of high school. There's a funny story behind that, but I won't share it. But yeah, you can ask me about that later. And then when I think about what makes best friends, wow, that's a tongue twister. I think that regardless of how much time passed, when you have another connection with them, it just clicks. And so I would say that that's one of the things that you can just pick up where you left off and there's no love lost, there's no issues. And it's just like that connection just completely reestablishes instantly. So I would say that's what makes best friends best friends.
Yeah. I will also cheat and say that I have two best friends as well. They were both the best men in my wedding. I met the first of them in second grade.
Okay.
And the other I met in third grade. The third grade one, Alex, he was more the first connection. I actually did a best friend handoff.
Oh, wow.
I had a different best friend before him and then named Russ. And eventually, just through time, he became more of my best friend because he lived like 4 or 5 blocks away from me. So I was always able to just walk or bike over to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other best friend, Ben, we were in the same class together in second grade. And just through mutual interests, we hung out a lot and did a bunch of different things, played a bunch of games together. And I'm surprised and really happy that I'm still good friends with both of them. And one of them still lives, he moved a little bit further away. He's now over in Lake Linden, so he's like 1.5 miles, 2 miles versus
really far
couple.
Away.
The other one's down in Detroit, though. The other one's on the north side of Detroit,
okay.
So he's further away now. I don't see him physically as much, but we still, a few times a month, we still talk to each other, which is nice.
But
for what makes a best friend, I would agree with, it's someone that you can hook into again really mm-hmm. quickly. But I know that both of them always have my best interest at heart and that they will challenge me and they will try to make me the best version I can be.
That's
and
good.
I think that to me is a really valuable part of a best friend.
I like that, Chris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do the same for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mutual.
Kick their butt when they need to and lift them up when they need it.
That's right. Tell you when you're wrong.
Yep.
I like that.
I agree with everything that's been said about what makes a best friend. My best friend, and I don't have to worry about all my other friends getting upset about this, is my wife. And before I met my wife, and actually I knew her way back, We didn't like each other at all. So that kind of got rid of a lot of the pretense.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we fought like dogs and we didn't want to be around each other and we yelled at each other and everything else. And,
we got that out the way early.
Yeah. And then, and then in the interim, you know, I fell in love, you know, and I had all that stuff and that thing just fell apart and was really miserable.
Hmm.
And I decided, you know what? This romance stuff is not what it's cut out to be. I need, if I'm going to get married, I got to find a friend, somebody yeah. that I could. And so by that time, we had already become friends. And her mom kind of forced that situation because she invited my brother and my best friend to New Year's Eve once. And I was left out and I didn't care. But my problem is those are the people I hung out with for New Year's Eve.
Right. So you had and to be a third wheel.
So the mother said, mind your manners, young lady. And aww. She had to invite me, and I had to reluctantly say yes because I hated going, but I didn't want to be bored either.
Right.
So we went, and I had a blast, and we got to be friends from that point on. So that's my best friend.
Okay.
And I have other best friends, other friends,
mm-hmm.
that some of them at my age, of course, have passed away, and others are still kicking, still around. And as far as what makes best friends, I think you guys have hit it on the head. But I think I also hit that one other point is that when you don't have to pretense,
yeah.
when you can just be yourself and you could get mad and you can get and you get over it and you still like each other.
Mm-hmm. I like that, Bob. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, I agree with all of you. For me, well, I was really shy, believe it or not.
What?
So my best friend was my sister up to fourth grade because my baby sister, Holly, we were inseparable and we were best friends.
But and you then, look like each other. You look like twins.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So yeah, she was my best friend. Oh, she's still my best friend. But I also had then in school by fourth grade all the way through high school, I had my group of four friends and we were all great friends. And I really didn't have a best friend out of there.
Yeah.
We were all just great friends, got along, belly laughed and just got along and had the same interests. Now as an adult, I have another group of women that are my best friends. I met Annie, the first woman, through hockey and things that our kids were involved in, and she introduced me to the rest of the group. And right from there, we all got along and dove in, and we're all besties. So you girls know who you are, and I love aww. You to pieces. Couldn't do the world without you.
And how many people are in this group?
Oh, God, I don't even know how many we have in there. We all play pickleball every Wednesday night, and we throw a couple more nights in there, and probably – I think there's like nine of us.
That's good.
So yeah, that's so cool. We're all, yeah, I couldn't say I have a best friend, but probably Annie's the one I do the most with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the positivity, the love, the respect, and the support of each other and having the same interests as well. And like you said, a significant other. I am fortunate enough, I know a lot of people haven't had a best friend in a significant other. I had two. I had my late husband, Barry, which we were inseparable, mm-hmm. best friends. And I have a new partner, Robbie, who has become a really good friend with mine. I can call him at any time, and he gives me great advice. And so I think it's just the love, support, and having somebody there for you,
mm-hmm.
For your friends, and same interests.
That's very awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well.
What's our happy note?
The happy note. What's the happy note? We always end on a happy note here. So what do you think, LG? I call Laura LG.
We got friends.
We got friends.
Yeah.
No, we're the cool kids.
We're the cool kids.
Yes, we're the cool kids.
That may be the first time I've been called a cool kid.
Okay, since we got a little bit of time, because both of you brought up spouses, one of the things that that resonated with me is that my husband Derek always says, I like you in the, as well as loving you. And I actually just heard a gentleman talk about that as well. So I think that's an interesting distinction of, you know, your spouse being someone that you like as well as love. Right. And, you know, right. kind of along the lines of what you said, Bob, is that you develop that yeah. friendship over time as
friendship well. Friendship started and then that led to love mm-hmm. over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This instant love is, don't trust it.
I instantly loved you, Bob.
Oh. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
But maybe it's a little bit different with friends than with significant others.
That's true. You know? Very true. A different kind of love.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please consider joining our newsletter for the most up-to-date information by emailing genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episode and if there's anything you'd like us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.